نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, and the youth, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 18th of Jumad al-Akhirah. We should learn how to pronounce our Islamic months properly. There are various ways to pronounce it, but the most eloquent way will be Jumad al-Akhirah. So today is the 18th year in South Africa, Southern Africa. Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara is already the 19th in Aqsa al-Mubarak. So we have less than 2.5 months for the Mubarak month of Ramadan. So the dua we should be reading now already from now, Allahumma ballighna Ramadan. Oh beloved Allah, let us experience another wonderful spiritual month and great month of Ramadan Mubarak 1446. So inshallah that Allah Ta'ala will spare us once again. Inshallah we make dua. Secondly is this, the Gregorian year also is ending. So what does Quran and the Sunnah teach us about time? So Almighty Allah teaches us, wal asri. Allah takes a qasam and oath on time. Time is one of the greatest teachers of humanity. Anything we do is time related. We buy a car, we buy a laptop, cell phone, we get married, buy a new business, new venture, whatever it is. So after 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, then you will say that time taught me whether it was the right decision or the incorrect decision. So each one of us should appreciate this time, because 1 minute is gone to never come back in our lifetime. Therefore the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, ni'matan maghbunun feehima kathirun minan nas. Two bounties, majority of the people, they just waste it and squander it. As-sihhatu wal-faraq, this health which Almighty Allah gave us. What are we doing with this health? We should think about it seriously. We only appreciate it, Allah forbid, when the person is very ill and critically ill in hospital or in a clinic and so forth. Well, faragh, and this leisure time we have. People say it is the silly season or the holiday season or whatever it is. But for us, remember it is that glass, that cup. We can pour zamzam water in it, or we can pour Allah forbid alcohol in it. Either we do good deeds or either we could do the vices and sins and so forth. So we all should reflect on it. See one Sahabi, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala. He was faqihu hadhil ummah. He was one of the greatest scholars, muftis and jurors of this ummah. When the sun used to go down, then his face used to change. Meaning he was so worried and you know he was always so concerned. His students asked him, oh Ustad, why this happens to you? He said, when the sun sets, naqasa fihi ajali. My lifespan is shrinking and getting less and less. And then, walam yazid amali. But my good actions and righteous deeds are not increasing. Did one day in our life we ever think that we're reaching 50, 60, 70, 80, many of us 20, 30, that every day our life, every moment is shrinking. Just now we will have lunch and so forth. So with the juice, with the water, we want a block of ice. So look at the block of ice. The ulama, the awliyaullah said, well, Asri's tafsir is in that block of ice. Every moment, every minute, every second, it is shrinking all the time. So you see, we hear this person passed away. Yesterday we heard a good person of ours we know. We used to do all those groups and all the lectures together He used to send it out to thousands of people, Brother Bilal Hashim, originally from Bella Bella, Wombats, and last night was the Janaza day in Lens. So Allah Ta'ala grant him and all the marhumin Jannat al-Firdaus. And the best dua we should make for all the marhumin is Surah 14, verse 41. We lost our parents, we lost grandparents, we lost maybe our spouse or children, whatever. So always read Surah 14, verse 41. رَبَّنَا فِي لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ Oh beloved Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents, and forgive the believers, whether we know them, we don't know them, but it's a haqq and a right of the deceased over us that we make dua for them. So وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ The day the reckoning is established, Ya Allah, you forgive all of us. What is the example of the deceased? Al-mawta kal-ghariq al-mutakhawwis. The deceased are like a person who is drowning. The boat capsized, they went fishing or whatever, and now it capsized, and now they are drowning, screaming, shouting for help. So that is how we can help them with the du'as, with our charity, with our salat, all good deeds that are voluntary, and you make intention, thousands of people are going for umrah. So you make intention for millions from Nabi Adam alayhi salam's time. Ya Allah, all the people who passed away till today, and all the people who are alive, and all those will come till day of Qiyamah. When we used to go with the groups and take people for Umrah, for Hajj and so forth, I used to tell them, make intention for million, billion, zillion people. They used to wonder, now how can we do that? So I said, for the past, the present, and the future. So, it's nafil ibadat, it's not something compulsory. So, you made the tawaf, you made umrah, and now for all the believers, past, present, future, the child is not born, but you open his or her account with your tawaf and your umrah. So, what a great asset we have become to the ummah and so forth. So, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala protect the Haramain Sharifain, Masjid al-Aqsa and all our masajid. Let me discuss a little bit about Syria and about Palestine and so forth. You know, that's in the news and so forth. And mashallah, first time I'm giving a Jummah lecture here in Masjid Usman, so I should speak a little bit of the masjid also. So the first masjid was, you must remember, Baytullah Makkah Mukarram. Second one was Masjid Al-Aqsa 40 years after that. And third one was Masjid Quba. First masjid in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu salam was Masjid Quba. Thereafter, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to the settled Madina Munawwara, and then Masjid Nabawi was built, biyadihi ash-sharifa. The Masjid Quba, Masjid Nabawi was built with the hands mubarak of the Master alayhi salam and the Sahaba. So these four masajid have the greatest virtue. First, Makkah Mukarrama, as far as virtue goes, and chronological order I gave you. First Makkah Mukarrama, then Aqsa, then Quba, and then Masjid Nabawi. But as far as virtue goes, first Makkah Mukarrama, then Masjid Nabawi, and then we come to Masjid Al-Aqsa, and then Masjid Quba. So after that, every masjid in the world has the same virtue. So whether we read here, whether we read in the masjid there, in the town there, in Trichardt, or wherever, King Ross, or wherever, so all the masajid, the reward will be the same. We should remember that as well. Then the masjid has adab and etiquettes. So now we entered the masjid. So did we make intention for nafil i'tikaf? So now make the intention, nawaitul i'tikaf ma dumtu fil masjid. Ya Allah, I make intention of i'tikaf that as long as I remain in this masjid. Before we enter the masnoon sunnah dua, bismillah wa salatu, any masjid we enter, bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, rabbi fil li zunubi, allama ftah li abwaab rahmat. Any masjid, remember, is a place of Allah's mercy. Therefore, we enter with the right foot and say, Allahumma ftahli abwaab rahmati. Ya Allah, open thy doors of mercy for me. There's no virus business. Only a shaitan will make this statement. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith in Muslim Sharif, Ahabbul biladi ilallah masajiduha. The most beloved place to Almighty Allah is the masjid. وَأَبْغَدُ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَسْوَاقُهَا. And the most hated, detested place where Allah is the market, is the mall, is the bazaar. So there you will find the virus in the surgery and the doctor's place and there and there. Not in a masjid. Remember that we don't believe in this thing. So always when we come in, then after the salat, any salat or whatever, so now we're going to leave. So what dua we read? Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadli. Ya Allah, you grant me your fadl. See, today is Jumu'ah. The entire surah, Suratul Jumu'ah, chapter 62. Then verse number 10. What Quran says? فَإِذَا قُدِيَتِ السَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. When the Jummah salat, everything is finished, فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Disperse on this earth. وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. Go and look and search for the fadl of Allah. As long as it's halal, go to your shop, go to your job, go to farm, whatever it is, and go look. But don't get so engrossed in it. وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Remember Almighty Allah abundantly. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. So that you will be successful. I don't know, the Imam Sheikh, you put Bakhur here in this masjid. Sheikh Zayd, no? You don't put. Where's Qasim? Qasim is our Sheikh. So you, Sheikh, you speak to Anwar Kaka. You know Anwar Kaka? Yeah, he come first normally. You speak to Uncle Iqbal, the two brothers. And you speak to Qasim. So every Friday, yeah, Thursday night, Friday, there must be Bakhur. Hadith in Ibn Majah. So remember, the chapter is Kitabul Masajid. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jammiruha al-Jumu'ah. Tomorrow is Nikah here. Asr time. Make sure we got Bakhur and everything. Alright? Here, Ashraf, you check him up. Okay. Sheikh Zayd, nah? Yeah. I know you. So, there's Qasim. Qasim, pay HH. All our connections, yeah. Last week I was in Belfort, I gave lecture in Memon. So this, I give Memon lecture there. I see all my connections there. Yeah, Haji Faisal, but they punch us a guy in. So I give half Memon and half English and all this. Haji Qasim, I asked Sheikh Zayd, I said that today is Jumu'ah, we got masjid, alhamdulillah. So every Friday, Nabi alayhi salam said, Jammiruha al-Jumu'ah. We must put Bakhur, we must put Loban. It's Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salam. So organize it from today, we still Friday, and organize it for tomorrow Nikah also, and mashallah, every Friday in future. In Sayyidina Umar's time, radiallahu an, he appointed one person, and that's what I'm telling you, you must appoint one person. You know, if you go India, Pakistan, the person sell watch, Gari wala. He sell water, Pani wala. He sell socks, Moza wala. So his name became Nu'aym al-Mujammir. Ay Nu'aym Loban wala. So remember that in Zadul Ma'ad ibn Qayyim has mentioned. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimullah, the great Mufti of Pakistan, he passed away on the 10th of Shawwal, 1976. One of the greatest scholars produced in Indo-Pak, he wrote in his book Adabul Masajid that the one sunnah, the matruk ho gaya hai hamare masajid se, we have abandoned and neglected the sunnah in our masajid, is the sunnah of Loban and Bakhur. So I hope and pray that you here in Masjid Usman, any sunnah of the Master alayhi salam were revived. Then in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, Surah 3 verse 31, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, that if you really love Almighty Allah, fattabi'uni, then follow me, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immaculately. Yuhbibkum Allah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Almighty Allah will forgive you your sins. So imagine a great sunnah like this, we should never ever neglect now. We should always ensure every Friday that inshallah we have the Bakhur and so forth. So that is about the masajid. And then mashallah, Ramadan will come. From now already start making intention. Who will sit for itikaf and what have you and so forth. So mashallah, you make all that arrangements from now. You make your intention, Allah Ta'ala is there to make easy. So that was all introduction. The topic I want to speak is about Syria and Palestine and what's happening now. Syria is that place, is a land, is Biladu Sham. Biladu Sham means the Levant, L-E-V-A-N-T. It refers to Palestine, Syria, Jordan, Lebanon. Nabi alayhi salam is special dua. Allahumma barik lana fi shamina. Ya Allah, give barakah to the land of Sham, to the Levant. Allahumma barik lana fi yamanina. But Allah said, I went to all these countries. And Yemen also, in 2000. You know, for Yemen in Bukhari Sharif, three du'as Nabi alayhi salam made. Allahumma barik lana fi Yamanina. It's a poor country. But subhanallah, the people, magnificent people. So remember, Nabi alayhi salam said, Ya Allah, give them barakah, the people of Yemen. Then Nabi alayhi salam went on, all this in Bukhari Sharif, Al-Imanu Yamaniyun. The people of Yemen, majority of them, you will find they have great iman. And then Nabi alayhi salam said, Wal-Hikmatu Yamaniya. And through wisdom also you will find they in the people of Yemen. So Sahaba were in all these places. Let's just focus for a little while now on Yemen, on Syria rather. What is Syria? Syria is place of Anbiya alayhi salam. Syria is place of Sahaba radiallahu. Syria is place of Awliyaullah. And a great history. We've been there 3 times with Allah's help. Which Nabi is buried there? One day you go, inshallah. Don't go for 1, 2 days, 3 days. Spend 6, 7 days in Syria alone. Then another 6, 7 days in Aqsa and Palestine. And then you will do justice. If you just do hit and run 1, 2 days, then 3/4 of the places we don't see. So Hazrat Hizaqil alayhi salatu salam. So he is buried there in Syria. If you use the biblical term, Hizaqil. So we say Hizqil or Hizaqil. So he is buried there in Syria. Sahaba Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu anhu. We know Ubay bin Ka'b. Aqra'ul Qawm. In time of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, in time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, then Tarawih was read like very understood in small groups. One group there, one group there, one group there. They would read the Quran like that. In time of Sayyidina Umar, he said, no, we must appoint an imam and everybody must follow the imam. Who he appointed? This Sahabi. Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu anhu. He said, you must be the imam and everybody will follow you. Sayyidina Ali told Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu that the way you brought nur to our masajid, that you made the people follow one imam in the masjid, so Allah Ta'ala fill you and your qabr with nur and radiance and effulgence as well. See, imagine all that. So he's buried there. Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu is buried there. Do we know who's Amir Muawiyah? Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu ruled this ummah for 19.5 years. From the year 41 to 60. Remember that. And he's buried there. You know these Shias, they hate Sahaba. They swear and curse Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman and so forth, Mother Aisha and all. So they used to spit, Allah forbid, on the grave of Amir Muawiyah. But with Allah's help, the lady, she opened for us, we went inside and so. Now with this new government here, all this will open up. Yesterday I saw some news coming through this morning also. They had a masjid there, what they call masjid, and it's called Masjid Khomeini. Or some other Shia character, La'anahullah. So alhamdulillah, they took their boards and they threw it away, and they made the masjid now, Masjid Aisha. Another masjid, Masjid Umar. The people whom we love, they hate. So things are changing for the better, inshallah. We hope it will continue like that. And now what is the main thing going on? See, brothers, this is the main thing. You must understand, in Islam we have a saying, Mallam ya'arif ahla zamani fa wajahidun. If you don't know what's going on, and especially the ulama and scholars, then actually we're ignorant people. We must know what is happening, current affairs. See, this is what's happening. The side is Israel, what we call Palestine. Al-Ardul Muhtalla, occupied Palestine. So they don't have borders. Israel don't have borders. So even the United Nations, they say, no, we still will decide, you know. So they want Eretz Israel. Eretz Israel means greater Israel, to expand. So in 67, they already captured the Golan Heights. And then there are 30 settlements, 20,000 Jutlas are there, Jews are there already. That is from 67 onwards. Now they went further. They went to Mount Hermon. That's the highest mountain and the highest peak. So they're very, very happy with that. From there they can see what's happening in Damascus, what's happening in Beirut, what's happening in all these areas there. It's a strategic place. So the Jutlas will stay this side in Israel as they are planning, plotting. In between they'll make a buffer zone. Who will stay in the buffer zone? The Druze. The Druze are an offshoot of the Shias. I had incident with them. First time in my life I went to Palestine. Allah's fadal, Allah. Basimba, you got a watch somewhere. Huh? No power to samjhan, or put the watch with battery. You know what I'm saying? Sebagai desainer aja, macam apa ni? Saya kasih, put one smart watch there. I want watch there, so I can see properly. You understand? Some masjid we can speak Mehman, other masjid we can't speak Mehman. You understand? Nobody understands. So every time I'm looking there, I say no watches. I say, Berial nahi. So Belfort, they had two watches, I think. Last week I was there. So see, brothers, come back here. Big lesson this is. So this side here, Hafiz Wadi take the chair. Nice chair for the chairman. Hafiz Wadi is my colleague. We studied together in Karachi. See, this side here is an important lesson. Yesterday I didn't explain to you all in detail there in the masjid. Here on the right-hand side, just call it right-hand side, is Israel. Okay? So what we call Al-Ardul Muhtalla, the occupied Palestine. This side here is Syria, on the left-hand side. So in between the planning, plotting of the Jutlas is what? They want to put the Druze there. Who are the Druze? They're the offshoot of the Shias. So they are the worst, worst type of Shias. 100% Kuffar. My incident with them, with Allah's Fazl, 89, we went for Hajj, my wife, myself. One Jummah, Medina Munawwara. One Jummah, Makkah Mukarramah. From there, then I flew to Cairo, you see, from Jeddah, Cairo. We were booked from A Sinai, you see. I don't know what happened there, like this mango and all that, you know, Kulula and all. So that airline passed away also. So now I asked them, how are we going to go? We must fly from Cairo to Tel Aviv. So they said, you're going to fly on El Al, Jutla Airline. So you got no option now. So we flew with them and all that, no problem, even with the airport, everything fine. We went, first time in my life, I stayed in Hashimi Hotel, 89. That's how Hashimi Hotel, we made it very famous. With Allah's help. Now, we have to come back. It's Thursday night. Then Jutlas go. Now, I had Arabic newspapers and some magazine. So they're speaking to me in Arabic. I'm wondering, but these guys are Arabs, but they're all on behalf of. Then I made some investigation. They say, these are the Druze. So you will find 1,000 D-R-U-Z-E. 1,000 of the Druze, they are conscripted into the Israeli army. And remember, for them to murder the Sunnis, to rape our women, is the greatest joy it brings to them. So the Jutla is going to use them here in the middle as a buffer zone. So they will be protected according to their thinking. And from there to Syria, Damascus capital is just 20 kilometers. Can you believe that? So anytime they can just walk inside and take over if they want to. So that is their strategy and so forth and so on. And you look at the Arab countries, Muslim. It's a pity you don't know Arabic, most of you. You must learn. I sat here at the back, here on your papers, there at the back there. Mona Ismail dropped me. I told him, just drop me and I'll translate the khutbah from here, Makkah khutbah. Mahir Mu'aykili, who came now. I don't even call them Sheikh. They make me so upset. So 200,000 people martyred, murdered in Palestine, in Gaza. Masjid al-Aqsa is under threat, under siege. You, the Imam of the Haram, you stand there on that mimbar, praising that king and murtad and shaitans and all these things. He didn't say one word of Palestine. He couldn't even say, Allah mansurhum fi Palestine. He couldn't even say, Allah mahfaz Masjid al-Aqsa, Ya Allah protect. Hopeless, useless. I said, you're a disgrace to the Ummah. Hopeless, you kept saying, you know. Just praise your king and your rulers the whole time. So that is where you are. Our holiest places, Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa Mubarak, is under the Saitara. That's the word in Arabic. Is under, you must remember, the authority and under the control of the Jutlas of the Jews. If you understand the real quality. Why you can't say, the Jutlas will get upset. Can you believe that? Our haram, you can't say. You go with the Palestinian flag. That's why I no more go. Because I know if I go, they'll lock me up also. If they allow me, first of all. So you must remember that you can't go with the Palestinian flag, clothing, logo, whatever. They look up. But they want World Cup now. The LGBT guys, all will be legal for them. The place of Darul Iman, the place of Darul Tawheed, is being transformed in front of our eyes in Darul Kufr and Darul Shirk. Understand that? And that is the plot and the plan. That is what they aim for and so forth. So Syria has got a lot to offer to the world. Our history. You must have heard of these scholars. This side here is of this Sahaba, Sayyidina Bilal, all of you know. Sayyidina Bilal is Mu'azzin there in Medina Munawwara. Abdullah bin Umm Maktum is Muazzin there in Medina Munawwara. Lo and behold, both are buried there in Babu Sahir. There in the same graveyard, there you must remember in Syria in Damascus. You go to another graveyard, but the graveyard is called Maqbaratu Sufiya. The graveyard cemetery of the Awliya Ullah Sufis. Who's buried there? You'll heard, I'm sure some of you, Tafsir Ibn Kathir. So Ibn Kathir is the student of Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah Rahimahullah. Ibn Taymiyyah is buried there and Hafiz Ibn Kathir is there. Same graveyard. So there are giants and giants who are buried there. Sahaba, Tabi'in, Awliyaullah. I met the three greatest scholars when I went there, mashallah. Sheikh Saeed Ramadan Al-Bhuti, when I went to Jamia Damish. Sheikh Wahba Zuhaili and Sheikh Nuruddin Itter all passed away. If you knew Arabic, I should tell you which books of theirs you should read and so forth and so on. So even today, they have great, great people. What bigger dalil evidence we want than this? This I give you what's going to happen now. This is not from my side, it's all Quran and Sunnah. I'll give you the Quranic verses and the Sunnah. So remember this, we know the Ummah in pieces today, right? Nowhere you find unity. Nor in the Darul Ulums, nor in the Khanka, nor in the Tabligh Jamaat, nor in the Ulama, nowhere. Everywhere is fragmented. So the leader will die, whether it's the Salman or somebody else. When he dies or somebody else, then Hazrat Mahdi will come from Medina to Makkah. The Abdal, the very pious people will recognize him. Look at Syria's virtue. Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah wrote the whole book on this, Manaqib al-Sham. In Syria and surroundings at all times, there are 40 Abdals, 40. Why they call Abdal? When one passes away, Allah brings another one. Majority of them are there. So what bigger dalil you want and evidence you want? So he, Hazrat Mahdi's function will be to try and bring unity in the Ummah that is fractured and totally fragmented. We all can see that today, right? So inshallah, he will succeed to a great extent. Thereafter, you must remember, Dajjal will come out after the Mahdi. His first day, like 1 year. His second day, like 1 month. His third day, like 1 week. And then the remaining 37 days is normal, 40 days. After that, Nabi Isa alayhi salam will descend, come down, Nuzul Isa. Where? There in Dimashq. Where? Umayyad Masjid. And we've been to all these places with Allah. When he comes down, the jihad will start. Then Quran speaks of this. وَإِمْ مِنْ أَهَلِ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِ. He will catch the Jews, Christians, everybody, tell them embrace Islam. They say no Islam, finish. The war will take place and kill them. That is what Quran Sunnah teaches us. Only Islam will prevail. So everywhere Islam will be. He'll come towards now Palestine. Tel Aviv this side, Jerusalem that side, in between is Lud. Lam Dal, L-O-D, so O-L-U-D, but they spell there L-O-D. So that is where he will be based, Dajjal, and there Isa alayhi salatu salam will kill him, dispatch him to Jahannam. If you go to Lut, any one of you going to Palestine, you must visit Lut. The place where this will happen, you will find one tree, you will find one masjid. There's one nishani there, one sign there. The Jutlas, every time they demolish it, and they get rid of it, automatically it just grows again and so on. So they got fed up, they left it now. So a lot of signs there and so forth. But then another fitna will come of Ya'juj, Ma'juj and so forth, Gog and Magog. So all these things are still going to happen. Those of you who know English, mashallah, I mentioned it last night. So I see some brothers sent a message to me. I sent the book to them. My number 071-888-1184. Just send me a WhatsApp message. Just put book or Jerusalem. Jerusalem, the key to world peace. So inshallah we will, and read the book. It's in English. Those of you who know Arabic, there's a masterpiece there. I'll end off with this. Haqa'iqul Qur'aniyya hawla qadiyatil falastiniyya. What does the Quran Sharif say regarding Palestine and all that surrounding? See, Quran. Quran is not just read and kiss for sawabi. Quran is a message. Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarakun liyadabbaru ayatihi wa liyadadhakkara ulul albab. You must make tadabbur, wonder, ponder, reflect in the glory, beauty of the Quran. So that is the main purpose of it. Afala yadadabbaruna al-Quran. Quran says so many places. So when you study Surah Bani Israel and verses 6 and 7 and verse 104, then you will understand everything that's unfolding now. Chapter 17, Surah Bani Israel, 15 Jews, 15 Supara, verse 104, فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ شِئْنَا بِكُمْ لَفِيفًا. When you go towards the final promise, the Jutlas and them say, Armageddon. We say, Qiyamah and that. So Allah will bring the Jutlas and their supporters more and more. Hamas war now is against 60, 70 countries as we speak now. So remember, more and more Jutlas and their supporters are coming. That's exactly what the Quran is saying. So why must we run around for them? They come, they want place, makes it easy for us to eliminate them. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ جِئْنَا بِكُمْ لَفِيفًا. We will bring you in groups and groups and groups. Remember the word, فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ. Go study chapter 17, verse 7. And there Allah Ta'ala speaks about us, the Muslim army. If we are really interested, did we ever make dua for Gaza? That Ya Allah, make me part of that army that will liberate Masjid al-Aqsa. Did we ever make dua? Let me be part of that army that will fight with Nabi Isa alayhi salam as al-Mahdi. You saw in Masjid al-Hilal in Durban. So the one Maulana phoned me, he told me this is the second, third time the chap did this. He walked in the masjid with a gun, you know. That 2 years ago, that's the one Maulana was performing nikah. I don't know what happened, he came with a gun. Last week, Saturday, they had a jalsa there and then his jalsa. So somebody parked their car in front of his car. He came like a big gangster. Come on, announce. I was thinking, Maulana, I don't know who's who, they were broke or what. You understood? So this type of thing. Imagine he's reading Nazam or whatever and a guy point the gun at you. Imagine a guy walking now. So, but then we'll expect it. But that was unexpected, you see. So all funny, funny things happens to us here in South Africa. So the point I'm making, Quran says, when you're going to join that army, majority will be non-Arab, the hadith says. So it can be us, if we're interested. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ. See the word again. Chapter 17, verse 7. When the final promise of Allah comes, three things you will do. لِيَسُوءُ هُجُوهَكُمْ. You will disfigure the faces of the Jutlas. Hamas is doing that already. This is introduction. Today is Jummah. Go to Aqsa. Your family is there. Your brother is there. Half the people not allowed, half allowed. Old people allowed, youngsters not allowed. وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. You will enter Masjid al-Aqsa as you entered the first time. That is, nobody will be able to stop you. And now they got the veto of America and all that nonsense. Allah speaks of this. وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْ تَتْبِيرًا. Allah will crush all their pride and arrogance. So brothers, make dua, Allah Ta'ala preserve us. We want to see the day when Palestine is liberated, Syria is liberated, all our countries, India, what problems they are there. Every day almost they're demolishing masjid and demolishing our madrasas and what they want. So we beg Almighty Allah on this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah that Almighty Allah protects the Haramain Sharifain, protect Masjid al-Aqsa, protect all our masajid, and inshallah our Masjid al-Usman also. The beauty of a masjid is not new musallas. Yeah, I see we're still waiting for new musallas. Remember that the real beauty of a masjid is what? More and more musallis. Musalla, carpet. But the real beauty is more and more musallis. Not only Jummah time. Every salat we must have more and more musallis. So that is the real beauty of the masjid. Allah Ta'ala make us of those who read salat daily punctually. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah.